There's No Waiting, episode number 456, Weaver Stuff. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks over at Weaver's. Drop by over there and pick up some of the great Mayberry stuff we're going to talk about later in the show. Two Chairs is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. I want to thank our patrons at patreon.com for all that you're doing to keep this show alive. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by all of you who share the love of Mayberry and share it with everybody. So thank you for that. And thank you to the Mayberry Band for our wonderful theme music that you guys have had to suffer through 456 times. And they have still not gotten any better. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. Every week, it's fun to get back in here and just figure out things I want to tell you about and share with you. This week, we've got a real treat. We're going to start off the episode about, because some of you guys, we're going to talk about Weaver's a lot. And if you don't want to hear commercial type thing, it's not just going to be a commercial, I promise you. But if you don't want to hear that, I don't want you to miss out on this week's This Week in Mayberry History. And Randy Turner's going to talk about John Quaylen. I think I'm saying his name right. He'll say it in a second. I didn't know who that was. You know, right off the top of my head, I didn't know the actor's name. So we're going to find out who this is and get a report from our good buddy, Randy Turner, over at the Gomer and Goober Pyle comic. Man, I don't know. I can't say it. So let's just go ahead and get this going.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Goober Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
The character played by John Quaylen in Mayberry, the seemingly jinxed Henry Bennett, is a fan favorite. But the actor played hundreds of roles in a long career that was anything but jinxed. John was born on December the 8th, 1899, in Vancouver, British Columbia, to Norwegian parents who had immigrated to Canada. His family frequently moved, eventually landing in Elgin, Illinois, when John entered high school. As a senior, John won an oratorical contest, whose prize was a full year of free tuition at Northwestern. However, the scholarship went unused, as John needed to work. John initially found employment with traveling Chautauquas, intended to bring educational opportunities, along with entertainment, in large tents set up on the edge of towns. He then formed his own traveling act, which he called the Quaylen Concert Company, and toured for 2 years. Tired of traveling in his show, and anxious to try to break into more legitimate theater, John moved to New York City in 1926. His big break came when a producer suggested he not shy away from his Norwegian heritage and his parents' native Scandinavian accent. He took the advice and was cast by the producer in his first Broadway play, the Pulitzer Prize-winning Street Scene, playing the Swedish janitor. The success of the show led directly to John's first film role in the motion picture adaptation of the play, which was released in 1931. After additional stage work, John moved to California. He found immediate success playing small roles in numerous films. He was not the leading man type, but rather tended to play victim roles. He played parts in 10 films his first year in Hollywood. In 1936, John was cast in the film The Country Doctor, marking the only time he had a screen credit that appeared above the title. The movie told a highly idealized version of real-life Canadian quintuplets, the first known to survive infancy, with the actual babies appearing as the Wyatt quintuplets and John playing beleaguered Papa Asa Wyatt. The film and two sequels were huge successes. Throughout the rest of his career, John continued to be a much in-demand character actor. 1940 saw him perform the role for which he is likely best remembered. He was cast as sharecropper Muley Bates in the 1940 masterpiece, The Grapes of Wrath. John felt his scene of being kicked off his land by a faceless company the greatest he ever had in a motion picture. 2 years later, he was cast as a Norwegian underground operative in Casablanca. He was the only actor to have appeared in both of these classic films, and the differences between the characters he played illustrates perfectly what a skilled actor he was. John made his first television appearance in a 1951 anthology series, and was soon as busy in television as he was in films, still usually playing the put-upon character. So he was the perfect choice to play Henry Bennett, a Mayberry resident who Barney and others believed was jinxed. Bad luck did seem to follow Henry, and he planned to leave Mayberry after the excessive pressure he felt from Barney, Floyd, and others. But in the end, Henry realized he was in fact a lucky man, as his friends arranged for him to receive the Church Social Door Prize. In the 70s, John was himself in his 70s, and his pace slowed considerably, though he still made the occasional episodic television appearance, such as in The Partridge Family and The Odd Couple. John retired from acting in 1974. He was plagued by failing eyesight in his later years and died from heart failure on September the 12th, 1987. His lengthy career was one that, like many character actors, resulted in his face being easily recognized, though his name was not widely known. But John had a career filled with work in more classic films than most. That's it for this week. As always, thanks for listening. And remember to take Andy's advice and go out there and act like somebody.
Wow, thank you, Randy. Thank you for that report. And I did not recognize that name as that actor. So thank you very much, Randy. If you don't want to miss any of Randy's reports, and if you want to keep knowing next year in 2018 when Randy will publish, you need to head over to the Gomer and Goober Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild and subscribe. But the real thing you want to do is send an email to turnersgrade@gmail.com. And then you'll be signed up and he sends you a daily email letting you know when he posts something. So turnersgrade@gmail.com. All right. So thank you again, Randy. And thank you for that. I have my rabbit's foot here just in case Henry Bennett had been a problem. I brought it with me. I want to thank Steve for giving me the rabbit's foot. Thank you very much for that. So this week we're going to talk some about Weavers, because the Weavers newsletter just came out. Now, I don't know if you guys knew about that, but you can sign up for the Weavers newsletter if you go over to the weaversdepartmentstore.com and click the Weavers newsletter link in the top right-hand corner. It's up in the top right corner, right under the search bar. It says Weavers newsletter, and then you can go and sign up. Now, what you'll get is a bi-monthly, just like you do with the e-bullet, you get a bi-monthly edition of the newsletter. So this is our last newsletter of the year, and because Weavers, you know, my wife and I run Weavers, you guys know that, they sponsor the show. Okay, well, really, Jan just makes me tell that Weavers, no, she doesn't really, but, you know, I wanted you to know about it, because let me tell you something that happened recently. Yesterday, matter of fact, a fella called us because he'd been on the internet searching around and found out about Weavers. He said, when I finally talked to him, he was laughing and said, well, you know, I was searching around, saw Weavers Department Store and started laughing because, you know, that's the store on the show. And when he saw it, he said he started to laugh. He didn't realize it was a real store. I think that happens a lot. I think that may be why people don't order as much or go shop there, because they think it's not real. It really is a real place. Anyway, he was excited because he bought Aunt B's Kerosene Cucumber t-shirt, and I was able to go, and I actually took it to him because he's here in town. I met him and gave it to him, and he was excited about it, and he said, man, this is so neat. He said, we've got a whole group of people that get together up the up in a different part of town from here, but it's he said, we get together, and we got a little club. We get together, and we ask each other trivia questions. And I said, well, did you know about the Andy Griffith Show Real Nurtures Club? And he's like, what? I was like, no. Oh, I was like, oh, that is so bad. I just hate that he didn't know, because we have so much fun with all this stuff. And I told him about the podcast. And I told him about imayberry.com, where you can go and find out more information. Told him Weavers has a trivia book, because he said they like to get together and do trivia together. And wow, it just amazes me that folks just don't know. He said he was Googling around for Mayberry for the Andy Griffith Show, and that's how he found Weavers. But he did not know. I talked to him about Mayberry Days. Mayberry Days in Mount Airy, North Carolina. Maybe you don't know. Maybe you're listening to this the first time you've heard about it. Folks, there is so much Mayberry fun out there. And if you sign up for the e-bullet and the Weavers newsletter, either or both, but I would say both, you can find out all kinds of information, because both have event calendars in them. Or you can also head over to imayberry.com and find out the events there as well. Now, for those of you that are listening, that already know all this, I understand. I do too. Hopefully it doesn't bore you to death hearing these things, but we have got to get people pulled in. We got to pull them back in. I was at the Godfather. They keep pulling me back in. I hate that people miss out on the fun. Anyway, so what came out recently, just the past weekend, was Weavers Newsletter. Now, in Weavers Newsletter, we find out all kinds of things that are available at Weavers, and obviously the shipping stuff. So if you're listening to this as the show comes out, Weavers will stop being able to ship to you to make it by Christmas by the 19th of December. So hurry and get your orders in. And remember, everything at Weavers is $5 flat rate shipping. So if the more you order, the more you save. So that's the reason we do $5. The idea there is that you would buy more stuff and save, because you only have to pay the $5 one time. Folks, there's all kinds of cool Mayberry stuff over at at Weavers. Let's go and check some of these things out. There's the Andy Griffith wall calendar, the 2018 calendar. Make sure you come and get one of those. Those are awesome. You can get those at Weavers. Now, there's a few things you can only get at Weavers. There's a Nip It in the Bud bumper sticker for your car. I guess you could stick it on something else too, maybe on your computer, something like that. There's also Mayberry patrol car emblem stickers. They're about 2 inches around, 2.5 inches, and they look like the decal that's on the side of the Mayberry Sheriff's car. Now, the reason those are what they're for, they're made out of vinyl. And you can actually put them on your phone or on a cup. Like a lot of people are drinking out of these, what are they, Yeti style cups, big silver, maybe they're not silver for everybody, but the big silver drink cups. That was personally, I wanted a sticker for putting on my Yeti cup. So, that's where those stickers came from. But you can only get those over at Weavers. So head over there and check it out. Now, there's also other things that you can only get at Weavers, like the Mayberry pennant, the Mayberry Union High pennant. Oh, you can get those at Weavers as well. And the sheriff and the deputy badges. Now, these are not the super high quality badges that you can get that are like $70. These are only, they're a lot cheaper than that. You know, they're 10 or whatever they are, 10 or $12. I don't even remember, $10. Yeah, whatever they are. You can get them at Weavers, but they're a little deputy and a sheriff's badge. You can get those. And of course, they're just so much fun stuff. For me, I like going around. Before we started running Weavers, it was run by Jim Clark at the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. And I enjoyed looking through the stuff just because, I'd think, man, I'd like to have that and I'd like to have this. So it was always fun for me to just go and visit Weavers and browse around. I always thought it was fun. They got t-shirts over at Weavers. If you're like Emmett, our friend Emmett who lives down in Tampa, who evidently it's always warm down there, even in the winter. When everybody else is getting snow over in Atlanta area this past weekend, they got one of our listeners over there got so much snow, her power went out. Okay. So it took out her power, which in Georgia is not normal. We get ice storms and stuff down this direction, but it's not a lot of snow. But if you lived in Tampa, maybe a t-shirt would be fun. And they've got all kinds of cool t-shirts over at Weavers. So go check them out. There's Aunt B's. Folks are loving that one. It's Aunt B's, kerosene cucumbers. It's got a mason jar on the front with a pickle in it, and it's on fire. You know, like it's inside the jar. That's pretty funny, actually. And then there's you're not talking to a jerk, you know, T-shirt that Barney's on the front of. I love it. I'm actually wearing the Andy shirt that it looks like a news program, or like a movie poster is what it looks like. Anyway, there's all kinds of stuff. Mayberry Police, cool stuff over at Weavers. Go check out the t-shirts. Now, if you don't live where it's warm, there's sweatshirts too. Of course, I'm really partial to the Floyd's Barbershop sweatshirt. There's a t-shirt like that too. But that one, there's those. There's the Mayberry Police Department, the Mayberry Union High. Now, I know we're all Mayberry fans. We're all huge fans. It was the Mayberry Sheriff's Department. I understand that, but a lot of people like the Mayberry Police Department stuff, and so they've been buying them. So Weavers carries them. There we go. I know purist. I know how we feel that it is the Mayberry Police Department sweatshirts and t-shirts and all kinds of cool stuff. So go check those out. And let's see what else is over there. Oh, books. You got to get some of the books. Now, I definitely recommend, if you hadn't gotten them, is the Andy Griffith Show book. That's a great book. The Mayberry 101, another great book. If you're interested in behind the scenes information about the Andy Griffith Show, Mayberry 101 is amazing. A great book by Neil Brower, Professor Brower, who we get reports from every so often here on the podcast. Great book. Definitely something worth checking out. Of course, there's Aunt B's Mayberry Cookbook. It's good. It's got a lot of good recipes in it. It's fun. That's also by Jim Clark and Ken Beck. Same as the Andy Griffith Show book. And then there's Joey Fan has a cool book out there. It's called The Way Back to Mayberry. It's the Mayberry Bible Study. He's the guy who actually started the Mayberry Bible Studies. And last but not least of the books, there's a lot of other books, by the way. These are just some of them I'm recommending to you because I think they're really cool books, is Mayberry Trivia. You know, and I don't read. I listen to books a lot. But the Mayberry Trivia book by Scott Hopkins got 1,500 questions in it. So you can, if you're like me, I used to get the Mayberry trivia games and stuff, and or even Trivia Pursuit, and just read the questions off the cards. Well, Scott had made the Mayberry trivia game, and he was talking about trying to make a new game. I said, why don't you just make a book and put the trivia questions in the book? Because I personally just like flipping through and reading the questions and trying to answer them. Anyway, if you like that, there's your book. Go check it out. Folks, there's tons and tons and tons of stuff at Weavers. There's zippered pouches, little bags that you can get. Now, they got Barney's face on the front of them, or you can get some that have Andy and Opie and Barney screen printed all over the front and back. It goes on both sides. And they're zippered. So there's two different sizes, and you can put all your gear, your kit is what they would call it. Like I put my podcast gear sometimes in those things and carry them around. Also got some, there's all kinds of stuff, tote bags, whatever you'd like. What else we got? Mayberry postmarks. Now, you like to mail cards to people? If you like mailing cards, now this is they're blank on the inside. They have Mayberry stuff on the outside. These are really cool cards. Great for thank you notes or something like that. They got Mayberry stuff on the outside, like I said, and you can write whatever you want to. Every pack has got 10 different cards in it. 10 different. They're all different. Every one of them's different. So there's 10 different designs, and you get one of each every time you buy it. And I think I'm getting toward the end of this. Yes. So Mr. Rimshaw prints. We have Mr. Rimshaw, the old man Rimshaw print. We have those. Now, we don't have them with Santa Claus or anything like that on it at Weavers. But head over to Weavers and get your Mayberry stuff before it all goes away. I don't want you to miss out, guys. Don't miss out on it. So definitely a lot of fun, a lot of stuff over at Weavers that you can have fun visiting. Now, all that said, there's all kinds of stuff in the Weavers newsletter that's not related to just buying and selling stuff to you. Okay, so there's a lot of other stuff on there. If you can get in there in the newsletter, you can go and see the event calendar. That's there. And there's all kinds of events. Some events have already happened. But let me tell you, if you're listening to this as it's coming out, you haven't missed everything. In Johnson City, Tennessee, coming up on December the 17th, Rodney Dillard, Maggie Peterson, and David Browning will be doing their Mayberry Christmas show. Okay, so they'll be doing another show. They just did one up in Tennessee this past weekend on the 9th. And I didn't get to go, but I really wanted to go. They just did it on the 9th. If you're in the Bristol, Virginia area on December the 13th, if you're going to the other show that's going to be up in Johnson City, maybe you'd like to go see Rodney Dillard and his wife Beverly doing their Mayberry Values presentation of music and stories at Beach Grove United Methodist Church in Bristol. If you want to find out about this, you can head over and check it out in the newsletter. It's right there in it. So you can see it all right there. There's all kinds of good information there. And it's also on imayberry.com if you go to the event calendar. I'm telling you all this because I know there's people that don't know. There are events happening all over the place with Rodney and Karen Knotts, Don's daughter. There's Mayberry in the Midwest coming up in May, on the 18th through the 20th of May. There's the Mayberry Days coming up in the end of the year in September. That's not the end of the year, but in September of next year. And there's the Mayberry Cruise in November. There's news of cast and crew, just like in the e-bullet. And you get a little bit different version because it's a month later by the time Weavers comes out. And it has information about Rance and Jim Nabors passing. That is in Weavers as well. Friends, there's all kinds of cool stuff in there. I don't want to just keep bowing through everything. But let me tell you this one little tidbit that I think is worth mentioning. Kent McCord. Now, you guys remember Kent McCord? He played on Adam 12. He was Officer Jim Reed on Adam 12. He was the darker haired fellow. What you may not realize, and I didn't realize until several years ago, that he was also on the Andy Griffith Show one time. Now, he's in the scene when Andy goes to see Mr. Ezumoto, Barney's judo teacher. Remember that? Andy goes to see him to try to find out how Barney's doing in his class, in his judo class. It's called Barney's Uniform. And recently, Dennis Bill and the Mayberry chapter folks got to go and visit with Kent McCord. He was at the October Fanboy Expo, and he was able to go and visit him. And if you look in that scene, when Andy first enters the dojo where Mr. Ezumoto teaches his judo class, you can see Kent McCord leaning against the wall over to the left. You'll see him. He's in a darker uniform than everybody else. But that's him. It's an uncredited role, but it is him, and he confirmed it. That's the kind of information you get out of the Weavers newsletter and the e-bullet. So if you're missing these things, don't miss them. There is so much good and fun in here. Definitely go over and check it out. Head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com, click the newsletter link, and it'll give you everything you want to know. Wow. That's a long commercial. I'm sorry for all of you who didn't want to hear a commercial, but there is just so much Mayberry stuff out on the internet that so many people don't know about, whether it's Weavers, whether it's imayberry.com, the e-bullet, the Andy Griffith Show Rewind Watchers Club, which is imayberry.com. There is so much out there and so much that people don't know about. Now, you listen to the podcast, right? So you know all about twochairsnowaiting.com, right? So you go there all the time. Do you know about Burkham Mayberry? Burkham Mayberry was the first podcast about the Andy Griffith Show. That's right. Kevin Burke, my buddy, fellow podcaster, Kevin Burke, he was the first podcaster because I talked to him about it at Mayberry Days just before I started doing this show. And I was kind of talking to him, hey, what do you think about this? I was thinking about doing the show. And he goes, yeah, go ahead and do it. Because Kevin does Burke on Mayberry, where he goes in, and he's from the Thumbs in Pocket chapter, by the way, of the Andy Griffith Show Real Answers Club. And he discusses the cultural relevancies and morals and just plain fun embodied by the Andy Griffith Show. He goes through each episode and kind of picks it, doesn't pick it apart, but he just describes it and picks out little tidbits that are insights in the episode. So if you don't listen to Burke on Mayberry, head over and check it out. Now, he has done, let me see how many episodes he's done now, 138 episodes. Okay. His all his episodes are pretty short. Let's see if it tells how long they are. About 11 to 12 minutes long. So head over, and to get there, you can go to twochairsnowaiting.com. And when you're there, up at the top, there are a menu. There is a menu up there. It says Burke on Mayberry. He's right in the middle. So you can't miss it unless you just don't look. Okay. So it's right there, and you can click on it. You can also go to burkeonmayberry.com. And it takes it to a different site, but I think it has links back to this one. So if you want to listen to the podcast online, you can just go there and start listening. And you just click a link, and here's what his starts like. I'll play a little bit of the first of the episode he currently has out. But this is, of course, he uses the Mayberry theme. This is Kevin Burke. Here he starts. Now, I think.
This is Kevin Burke from the Thumbs in Pockets chapter of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club saying thanks again for listening to Burke on Mayberry. Today's Burke on Mayberry podcast episode is Gomer Pyle USMC.
And that's all I'm going to let you hear. You got to go listen to it yourself. That's right. So he talks about Burke on Mayberry. And he talks about Gomer Pyle USMC, that episode of the show. So go and check out Kevin's show if you haven't. So, like I'm saying, I want people to know that all this Mayberry fun is out there. Now, do you also know, I'm going to wrap this up, I promise, but do you know about the iMayberry community? iMayberryCommunity.com is kind of like Facebook, but it's not Facebook. It's made up of only Andy Griffith Show fans. So go and check it out as well. There are over 1,000 people subscribed over there. Not that many talk every day, but there's a good group. Colonel Harvey, if you ever seen him, Keith Brown, at Mayberry events around the country. Colonel Harvey basically runs the site. I'm the one that set it up and got it going and all that kind of stuff. But Keith just jumped in and helped. He's helped amazing. So I want to thank Keith Brown as well. So folks, that's just some of the things we can do. Spread the word about these different Mayberry things so people can have a good time and enjoy themselves. Wow, I feel like I'm preaching in here, so I'm going to cut it off and get out of here. But folks, I want to thank you for being here. I want to thank you for always being part of the show and being part of the Mayberry community. Get out there and tell people about it. I know you are. And if you're one of the new folks, it is so good to have you. Thank you for being here. I hope you enjoyed it. Hope you didn't mind the commercial. Go back and listen to some of the other episodes if you want to see what a normal episode of the podcast is about. Folks, I would love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415, or you can email me at floyd@imayberry.com. If you can't remember that, just head over to Two Chairs No Waiting, click the contacts button. It's all there. Folks, until next time, we'll see you here on Two Chairs. Have a great week.